Ashtar. Wonderful to be with you in this way, as always. And I come seldom to this group, but more often lately, because it is important now as these changes continue to shift, as consciousness continues to shift across the planet, that those of us that you call the Galactics, those of us that are here to mentor to you in many different ways, we are here to assist you, to be of service. And we are here en masse at this time. You may have gotten just a glimpse as you did this meditation of all of the ships that make up the Ashtar Command, as well as many other different types of ships and commands that are there. But we, as the Ashtar Command, we are here to assist and be of service to make this whole entire process, this ascension process. And that is my mission, to be part of this, to make this happen, that the first contact can occur. But before that occurs, I am here to announce to you now that the green light has not yet been given, that you are waiting for, that we are all waiting for, but it is very close. But before that is given, a decision has been made at the highest council now. Decision has been made will create a movement across the planet. Sightings, many sightings will begin to happen now. Many, many more than has been the case up until this point. It is as if we are going to push the envelope. We are going to make happen what could have already happened up to this point, but has been held off by many different forces, you might say, that have kept all of this at bay, have kept all of this in the darkness. But the light has shone through. We are shining through. We are going to make ourselves known across the planet in many different ways. Many countries, many people in those countries are going to begin to experience something that they cannot explain, and that, of course, no government faction will explain to them. But you will have the eyes to see. Many will have the eyes to see now, where before they did not, because the veil is dropping. The veil is dropping very rapidly. And once the veil is completely gone, then there will be no need for cloaked ships any longer. We will show ourselves completely. That will be after first contact. But again, preceding this, we are going to begin more and more to announce ourselves, show ourselves, so that people across the planet have no more misunderstanding that we are real, that you are certainly not alone. And the idea of being alone will become so old-fashioned, become so outmoded, that as before, when you spoke about extraterrestrial life or UFOs, you were laughed at. Now it will be the opposite. Not that we are saying to laugh at people, but laugh with them. Enjoy this process that is occurring now, that is happening. Enjoy this entire movement of consciousness that is occurring. Because very shortly, there is going to be many different announcements that are going to come forward. Many different experiences that are going to awaken the public. The general public we speak of now. Not you, the light workers, for you have already mostly awakened. But for all of those that still slumber, they will become awakened. Their alarm clock will go off, just as yours did. So that is what is coming, my dear friends, my brothers, my sisters. It is a great time to begin to rejoice. Yes, it is true that as you look out, things still seem somewhat bleak, but only for those that have the eyes to see it as bleak. For you that have the eyes to see the beauty, that are raising in your vibrations to find that beauty, everything is wonderful and exactly as it should be, exactly as it needs to be, and everything is being orchestrated to bring about the perfect remembrance of who you are and what this is all about, and that you are the catalyst for bringing all of this forward. I am Ashtar. I love you deeply, beyond words that you can imagine at this point, and beyond feelings. All of my peace and love be with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Bunny serves here to assist you in your questions, and hopefully we have the answers for you. And before we do, though, we just have one thing to share, and that is that everything is exactly as Ashton has said. Everything is exactly as it needs to be. You are in the perfect moment at the perfect time, and everything that you have been working for, we have been working for, is very close to coming into existence now. So be of good cheer that everything is right where it needs to be, and we are here to assist you, and then you will be there to assist many that are coming after you. Okay? You have questions here for one who serves.
I would like to, my name is Norma. I'm in the group here, and I'd like to ask about the event. And we've heard that when the event, the bell comes completely down. And what could you tell us more about it?
There are so many things that can be said about this so-called event. There are so many, though, what would be considered mini events that are occurring first.
Mm-hmm.
And we say purposely they are occurring because they have already been happening here. You may not be aware of it fully because your expectations have been created so greatly by us purposely to do this, that we have helped to bring your vibrations up to, and expectations, higher expectations can lead to higher vibrations. So this has been done purposely to assist this entire process. But you are in what you would say the beginnings, the precursors of what would be considered the main event, the big kahuna, whatever you want to call it. It is coming. It is going to be here. It is a galactic pulse of energy that is going to come after all of these waves of energy that have been coming in, that have been assisting and raising your vibrations, your frequencies as a whole. As was said earlier, the Schumann resonance has been increased greatly. Many people are not aware of it specifically because they may not even know what that is, but they have a feeling, they have a sense of change, consciousness change within them. They have a feeling of a shift that is going on. They know things are happening. They know things are coming. They cannot put their finger on it directly, but they know it is there. And those of you, of course, know it is coming, and you feel it, and you feel these energies. certainly from what was the 20th of this month, many of you felt a shift, a consciousness shift at that point. Different types of energies coming in that you were feeling. But as Sananda has been saying many times, you are being acclimated to these energies so that when the shift comes, when the great event comes, you will be ready for it and you will be able to assist many who will not be ready for it. Many will be knocked on their butts, you might say, in some ways, because they will not be ready for it and they will not understand it. But that is your mission as the light workers, as the light sharers, is to be there and ready to pick them up, dust them off, and help them go on their way, continue on their journey. And as they continue on their journey, certainly you continue on your journey. And as you continue on your journey, we continue as well. And it is all a process of everyone helping each other out here. Because that is what ascension is about, is to becoming more of service to others. Did this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Regina in Denver. So I had a dream last Sunday night, and it was a vision. I would describe it as a Mayan pyramid. Looks sort of like Chichen Itza. That I could see the golden ley lines coming to this pyramid. And the pyramid was a beautiful turquoise, and then the color softened as it came to the center. And down up the center was a beautiful golden light. And my cat woke me up right about that time. So I wasn't exactly sure where this was. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we can tell you that this is an indication of what has been spoken of by many different sources in talking about these ley lines and the connections of the many different energy centers and those centers of light across the planet that are coming back together, the reconnection, you might say, because those of the cabal had taken these centers, many of these centers, and utilized them for their dark, nefarious deeds. But that is come to an end, and these centers are being taken back by the Alliance, back by the levels of light that can begin to utilize these centers for what they were originally meant to be. And by centers, we speak of those vortexes of energy across the planet where these various sacred sites have been created. You know them as the Great Pyramid, of course, and Stonehenge, and many places in England, and many places in South America, in the various pyramids there, and the centers, all of this. In Australia, in the Middle East, there are several stargates there that are being taken back over by the forces of light. So many of these things are happening, and your dream was an indicative of these things that are going on here. Okay?
Thank you.
Other questions here? Any other questions here?
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
First of all, I questioned myself as to whether I should ask this question, but this is part of my curious nature and my interest in psychology and helping the human race and myself to become better. And I just have to wonder why it is that at almost every meeting, James or somebody has to say at least 3 or 4 times, please mute your mic. And it still doesn't cover everybody. There's always somebody, it seems, that leaves their mic open. And I just wonder why.
We cannot necessarily answer that question as to why they are doing it, but we can say that it is part of human nature at times, you might say, to think that they are not having an effect on things and that they can be on the phone as they are doing and keep their, as you are saying, their mic open or do whatever they are doing around the phone and that they are not being heard or it is not interrupting anything. But as you are saying, it is can be an interruption, certainly, and it would be best if it could stop, but we look at it as it is what it is, and we will continue on regardless here. Unless it becomes too distracting, and if it is too distracting to the James here in terms of being aware of what is occurring outside, then the connection is lost or can be lost, or is not as great as it can be. Yes, there is someone coughing on the phone, and that can be an interruption, certainly.
Hello. I have a question.
Thank you for the answer.
I have a question for one who serves.
Yes, your question?
The question is regarding this raising of the frequencies and the clearing of those energies that do not serve within the body. Are we going to see an acceleration of people having what we're calling ascension symptoms? And are those symptoms going to change somewhat?
That acceleration of what you call ascension symptoms has been ongoing for some time now. Many of you could look back to your 2012 and begin to see and feel those changes at that time. Many of you have been having those experiences. As to what is going to continue, yes. The answer to that is yes. Again, you are being acclimated to these energies, so you are feeling them over a period of time in different ways. Everyone is different. Everyone is experiencing this transition in different ways. Those that have not begun to experience this or are not aware of these energies will begin to experience this as well in other different ways. Will begin to have problems with their central nervous system because they cannot experience or be in these higher energies if they are not ready for them. Now, that is not to say to bring about fear, that those of your loved ones will all of a sudden have a nervous breakdown or something of this nature. But that can happen, certainly, and has happened over many years here. You look at various ones that have been sent to what you call insane asylums or psychiatric centers and things of this nature. And largely, part of that was because they have had these energies come through them, they have felt them, and they have not understood and been able to work within those energies. Awareness is needed in many cases. This is why we do all we can to assist you in raising your awareness. That does not mean to become fearful of what is going on out there. It does not mean to become emotional about what is happening, but to be aware of everything that is occurring and not have an emotional attachment to it. Be aware, but be neutral, as was said earlier. And this is important here. So there are so many things that are happening, so many things that are changing, and the shift is continuing. And those of you that are experiencing this, some of you will continue to experience these shifts and these changes and these symptoms, as you are calling them. And others will begin to shift out of these symptoms and begin to feel a more sense of bliss and higher vibrational frequency, and this will be wonderful for them. And you will go in and out of that, just as many of you have already been doing. Okay, does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
I originally became aware of my galactic family and everything that we're talking about through mostly through YouTube, videos that I listen to. Like this group has their Ancient Awakenings posted on YouTube. And so I go and I share these with other people that I feel like are of similar interest or might be ready to hear the message sometimes when I have that inclination to do so. A question that I get often is, why do we use this, I don't know if it's called the voice of the internet or that monotone robotic voice that's used. Can you give me any answer as to why? Because I've never been able to answer that question, and oftentimes it causes a feeling of disbelief in some listeners, and I'm not able to give any answer on that.
The only thing we can say about this is the one who is developing this and putting it on your YouTube, as you're saying, is utilizing this type of approach rather than having the actual voice recognition or voice itself, such as we are speaking through this one, James. It depends on that one who is putting it out there. Does this answer your question?
Is there no particular reason to do so? It's just a personal choice. There isn't a specific reason why people have chosen to make it in a robotic voice?
Oh, no, that is a personal choice.
Okay,
here.
Thank you.
They're finding it. Yes.
A question.
Yes.
I've been wondering when the first contact, when they make their landing. And their bodies are light bodies. And I know ours are changing. Well, I can't understand how, if we haven't completely become a light body, how we can withstand theirs. I know we are going up more, the Earth is, than them coming down. But how are we going to be able to adjust to that? Or can we? Or what will happen, please?
We'll see a process of both, you coming up and those of the galactics coming down in terms of lowering and raising frequencies. They are not going to lower their frequencies completely down to the third dimensional level, but they will lower into the fourth and low fifth dimension as well. So that will be the experience when it occurs. It will be a human experience in terms of those that first show themselves will be very human looking, just like everyone else, and will be welcomed in many respects because of their humanity and how they are perceived by those who are first experiencing this. But you have to understand that it is going to be in waves, you might say. It will not be one ship landing and those who are lucky enough, you might say, to be at that landing. That has already occurred before by your governments who have experienced this type of thing and kept it from the public. Just look at your various movies, certainly the one Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That was indicative of what really occurred. That really happened. Not so much of the drama part of the movie, but the actual landing that occurred in that particular location as well, and was guarded by the government and all of this at that time. So when this occurs, when there is first contact, it will be in many different locations across the planet. It will not be by the governments to be secreted away. It will be by many people that will be invited, you might say, or be able to participate in that particular event as it occurs in many different places across the planet.
But we'll all know it when it happens, right?
We will all know it, yes. There will be no question.
Well, will we still be the same ages as we are now? Or will our bodies have changed and look younger, let's say, because I'm old?
Cannot answer that question directly yet because it has not fully been decided as to the events that will happen here in terms of the sequence of the events. So whether it will be first contact first and then various financial changes and this type of thing, or the other way around? Most likely the other way around. Most likely there will be the announcements of Nasara and the Republic and all of this that will precede the various connections to the galactics and all of this.
Well, Sheldon Neidel was saying that it might have to be a divine intervention. If things aren't done pretty soon, there's so many delays, they might have to land first.
That's what Ashtar was speaking of here, in
yes.
terms of showing many sightings across the planet. Yes.
Thank you. That's very good.
Envelope, I believe, is the way he said it.
Yeah, you answered my question. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
I have a question. This is Mary Louise in Northern Arizona, and it's sort of following up on that. Sometimes I get hung up on the sequence of events, and I realize that's kind of loose and definitely not determined. But sometimes I think about, we've had a lot of, in the past, but most recently in the past, we've had a lot of focus on the foreign currency exchange and the rates and humanitarian projects and so forth. And yet, when I open it up and look at the bigger picture about with the landings and so forth, I'm wondering, kind of like, is that a mute point to be worrying about the rates and humanitarian projects when everything's changing, going to be changing so, and it seems like it's going to be happening like 1, 2, 3. Do you have a comment?
We would say, first of all, to not worry about it. There is nothing to worry about as far as the frequency or the currency changes and all of this. It will come as it needs to come. So do not be concerned about it. Just let it be. And continue on with your life. Whatever it is, continue on with your life and see the beauty in everything, as has been discussed earlier here. Find the beauty in everything. Find the joy in every moment as you can. Do not be concerned about these things as they are occurring, but know that they are occurring. You mentioned the humanitarian projects. They are in the process right now. This is in the process of occurring, and the money is being shifted into the various projects even now as we speak. So it will come more and more into your understanding here shortly. After this, we'll follow the rest of the financial shifting changes here.
Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question, Alina from Oregon. Is there any way for us to know more about these humanitarian projects that you say are in progress as we speak? I think for me, it might make a substantial difference in helping me just open up to higher vibrations and hold on to them. If I were able to maybe had some assistance in envisioning what this might look like, I'm very curious to know what kind of projects are happening now. I'm very excited to know more about.
I can tell you that there are many different projects that are occurring, many to bring about water to areas of aridness, to bring food and water and shelter and all of these things that are necessary to bring about the shift that is necessary for the Fukushima, to bring about changes to many different things across the planet that are in the process now, including bringing about the various technologies that have been held back from you. All of these things are coming forward and part of these humanitarian projects as we are speaking of here. To be able to discover exactly what they are, again, that is for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. So if you look for them, you will find them. You will find various ones that are experiencing this even now, such as the one James speaks of here as the one Zap. This is one that speaks about this often, every week as we find it. And he now has begun to speak about that the money is close to coming to them. And but to be directly, the only way to know it directly is to be directly involved in it yourself. But again, for all of you out there, not to be concerned about this. It is coming. It is a part of this. We would not be doing what we are doing with this group if it was not real. We would not be playing games or anything of this nature. We are not here for that. We are here for a reason. We are here to be of service. And part of that service is to assist you in becoming who you are. We are remembering, rather, who you are. So all of this is part of the process of the ascension and this shift in consciousness or the transition that you are moving through now at this time.
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here before we release channel?
I have another question.
I have a... Oh, sorry.
What can you tell us about the New Republic and the process of that and the unfolding of it, some signs that we can look for to know that it's, and I know it's happening, in the process of happening, but yet I guess I'd like some more concrete signs so that I could understand what's happening.
You and everyone else out there, but we do not want to steal the thunder now from Saint Germain, who is going to be here next week with you. We are just announcing that now. James had no idea, so we spring it on him like this. But Saint Germain is going to come and speak about exactly that at your next time here when you are on your radio show. So that will come. So we hold off on answering this now at this time.
Thank you.
Yes. Tune in next week. Other question? We heard one here. Joanna, you had a question?
Well, I just wanted to say something about what Mary Louise said when she said she made a point that she thought it might be a moot point. The humanitarian projects, et cetera. And I just want to clarify that what I've come to understand about humanity is that so within, so without. So consciousness is raised through the humanitarian projects and teaches us to be of service. And that's the point of that part. And then that goes away and we keep moving on to a social structure that is not money oriented, but that's the first thing is that transition period. So I just wanted to quantify that.
That is correct. You are going through a transition period. So the money aspect as you know it is still going to be there for a little bit of time because it is necessary. It is necessary to have in this transition. But eventually, certainly you will be moving away from the idea of money because it will be no longer needed. Again, think about in terms of technologies that are going to be released, specifically that one called the Replicator, which is has been a precursor in terms of your 3D printer. So your 3D printer is a precursor of the Replicator. The Replicator, though, is going to be so much beyond that you cannot even imagine it at this point. But what need would be there for money if you can replicate the money? You see? There would be no need for it anymore. And everyone will have this type of technology. We need to release channel here if there is any one more question, and otherwise we release channel.
I have one more question real fast, like... I'd like to know how large is the replicators, and if I wanted to create and wish for a house, I guess it would come on outside of my house. I guess it wouldn't be on the inside, and I'm wondering just how large that could be, like a microwave.
You will be able to create anything you want from these replicators, and that is anything you want within certain parameters. You cannot create anything that will be evil or of darkness. Anything that will lead to that in terms of cannot create weapons and those types of things, that will not be allowed. But other than this, yes, you will be able to create your homes, your clothes, your various stuff that you will have. And yes, there will still be those things, your chairs and all of this. You will still have those comforts. So, but everything will be created out of energy and then returned back to energy so that there will be no waste.
I wondered how large they would be. I'm not asking for the exact measurement. I'm just asking how large would that be?
You are not looking at a replicator as a very large device. It is
okay.
A small device that will replicate larger.
Oh, okay.
If you can even begin to imagine, this is technology that is far beyond the understanding here yet of most people here on the planet. Only a few have an understanding of what we are speaking of now. You need to release channel here now.
Thank you.
Understand that as we say here, Saint Germain will be with you next week, and we are gearing up, you might say. We are gearing up for many, a shift of consciousness, let's say, when you gather together at your advance. It is a program that we have been running here with you as a group. And we have been acclimating you more and more and more to the energy. And those that attend the group, or rather attend the advance in person, or even over this phone here, will experience these shifts of consciousness, these changes that are going on, which in the past have brought about various healings of different types. What you would call miracles have happened, although we have said over and over, it is not miracles, it is science, but it is a science at an understanding beyond your three-dimensional reality here. It is a science, more of a metaphysical science, you might say. But this is coming, and we are gearing up, as we say, to more of these shifts, including the some type of manifestation is going to be occurring here. We cannot say exactly what that is. In the past, it was healing manifestation. We are saying now it is going to be something different than this. And as far as ones who took what the other one who served said earlier in terms of a sightings of various kinds, yes, there will be sightings. But it is not necessarily going to be what one person at least thought in terms of you're going for a ride. We are not there to take you for a ride. We are there to continue to assist in your journey. And it will bring, though, as we say, shifts here that will lead very possibly to a major sighting of some type here in manifestation. But that is all we can say on this now. Shanti, peace be with you.
Diana
either one.
To bring her camera.